is on aerobic and anaerobic exercise. This lesson will be short and sweet to refresh your memories from physiology class or to simply give you the basics on what you absolutely need to know about oxygen when it comes to your exercise recommendations. We're going to discuss the difference between aerobic and anaerobic workouts, how they factor in wellness planning, and how you can best support your clients to exercise. That should be pretty much all of them, right? I hope so. Let's get to it. First, I want to start off with some basic definitions. When we talk about aerobic exercise, we're talking about cardiovascular conditioning. Think brisk walking or running, cycling or swimming, aka cardio. Aerobic means with oxygen. Then there's anaerobic exercise, which means without oxygen. This is usually your short, intense bouts at maximum effort. This would include sprints, powerlifting, or HIIT. So now that we know the textbook definitions of the two, let's talk about what makes them so different in real life. People tend to think they have to work out super hard to get results. That's just not always the case. Depending on what you're working towards, sometimes the less intense is really the better. Look at all those people panting and straining to catch their breath at the gym. Know what they're not doing? Burning fat. They may be building muscle, improving their cardiovascular function, and riding the endorphin high, but one thing they're absolutely not doing is using fat for fuel. Fat burning is an incredibly oxygen-dependent process. In order to pull the fat out of your cells and convert and use it for energy, a key player is oxygen. In the first 20 minutes or so of exercise, we already discussed that you're primarily using glycogen for energy. After your glycogen stores are somewhat depleted, the body can pull fat from your reserves to convert to energy if you're breathing deeply enough to do so. How do you know if you're getting enough oxygen? You should be able to hold the conversation or sing along to music without being totally breathless. The next thing you need to consider is that longer duration is definitely better for weight loss. So set weight loss cardio workout goals for a minimum of an hour, which you may need to build up to over time. Your clients might even complain about this at first and might think it's boring. While my first choice is not to pop on the television, which may make their workouts less mindful, a good podcast or playlist can be really effective in making the workout just something to look forward to and really enjoy so they'll stick with it, which of course is super important. Better yet, you know, walking a dog, biking with a friend, or meeting up with a colleague for a walking meeting are great ways to lose some fat weight. I'm not leaving out anaerobic training. You need that too. You may want to even put some intervals of anaerobic training into your clients' fat burning workouts to mix things up because despite the fact that anaerobic training is not a fat burner, the benefits are incredibly worthy. Anaerobic training can build muscle, improve your mood, improve your VO2 max or oxygen carrying capacity, improve endurance, increase your metabolism, protect your joints, improve your bone strength, and decrease cardiovascular risks. Combining anaerobic and aerobic exercise is really ideal for most of us, even if there is weight to lose. It's most important that you suggest exercises your clients will enjoy and are able to do. After that, you can worry about how much aerobic and anaerobic activity will best benefit them. Okay, just to really nail this info in, let's do a quick recap. Aerobic means with oxygen and includes what we typically think of as cardio. Anaerobic means without oxygen and is short, intense exercise, such as HIIT. You need oxygen to burn fat. When this is the goal, focus on long, less intense workouts. To prevent boredom, of course, recommend making a great playlist or doing group activities. For the aerobic exercise, you should be able to hold a conversation. There are plenty of benefits to anaerobic training also, including building muscle, improving endurance, and strengthening bones. So work this into a client's plan as well. Most importantly, help your clients find an exercise they enjoy and are able to do consistently for the long haul. It'll help them stay motivated and enjoy it. Thanks for joining me for this crash course on aerobic versus anaerobic. I will see you in the next lesson.